Today is a very meaningful day for all of us. It's the third yahrzeit of our very dear friend, Rab Rasner Reuven Baruch Ben Moshe, who said so many times over the years that he really was a Ben Moshe, Ve'ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od, Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. We remember his humility and his kindness and his presence and his smile. And so this very brief thought should be in Aliyah for his neshama. I had a chance to speak to Lori yesterday at some length, and she's thinking of us as we're thinking of her. Even with physical distance, there's still, of course, a kirvas halev. So there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Finishing up our discussion of Birchas HaTorah, the Rambam refers to Shalosh Brachos Elu, that there are really three distinct brachos, of course, as we discussed last night, the Birchas HaMitzvah, and then Vaharevna, Bakasha, and then what the Gemara refers to as the Me'ula Shebe Brachos, the Birchas Shevach Ve'odah, Asher Bacharbanu Mikola Amim, Rabbeinu Tam, and Chachmei Ashkenaz in general. See, the conjunctive of the Ha'arevna is a sign that really the first two brachos are conjoined, the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Bakasha. Now, according to that approach, I think we could appreciate it in the light of a Gemara Masech and Nedarim and Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk al Me'avda Ha'aretz, why was the land destroyed? And the Gemara says, the rabbis weren't sure and the prophets weren't sure, so Kadosh Baruch Hu answered the question himself, and he says, Alos Vamis Torasi, because the Jewish people left the Torah. And this is a reference, according to the Gemara, to not saying the Birchas HaTorah. So the Ran comments on that to Gemara is that to study Torah without making the Birchas HaTorah is to demonstrate a lack of appreciation for how meaningful Torah is and what an opportunity it really represents, taking us all the way back to the beginning of our discussion with the Ramban, that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to offer Hakaras HaTov every single day for the opportunity that Torah study represents. So if that's true, maybe we can appreciate the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and others who say the first two brachos are conjoined. It's not a normal Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not enough for us to say, Asher Kiddushanu Mimitzvosa V'tzivanu, the Ashkenazim, Lasok, B'divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah for the Sfaradim, but we would connect it to V'ha'arevna, that we should have an appreciation for Torah, because that seems to be an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Torah study, that we should enjoy it, that we should find it meaningful and uplifting and inspiring in every possible way. May Rab Rasner's neshama have an aliyah. May his wonderful midos continue to be an inspiration for us.